Welcome to the HR Power Hour, presented by Career Management Associates. I'm David Chulo. It's about all things in the human resource world. We're going to bring in local, regional, and national guests, and we're going to talk about a variety of topics and explain why human resource management is critical to your business success so that you can make decisions to keep and retain great talent. Welcome to the HR Power Hour, presented by CMAcareer.com and Farrell-Law.com. I'm your host, David Chulo. Welcome to HR Educational Radio. Today, our guest is the one, the only, Allison Hunter. She's an HR tech editor for Select Software Reviews. We're going to talk about that because I got to tell you, when I think about it, Allison, reviews for tech software in HR makes my head hurt.
I can understand why you think that. Absolutely. It's a very finite space with a niche audience that we are well prepared to cater to.
Yeah, no, it must be. So what get you into being a HR tech editor? What, you know, why did you select this role?
Yeah, well, I have worked in HR for a number of years in a number of different capacities. And in tandem to that, I've also been a freelance writer of various kinds. I've done everything from ghostwriting for weddings. I've done, you know, writing in tech, writing in real estate, writing in fintech. And I wound up at the right place at the right time, frankly. Select Software Reviews was looking for somebody who had this sort of oddball set of experience that I have, which is the strong writing background and the strong HR background. And yeah, like I said, everything just fell into place and here we are.
No, that's great. So you've been there only a short time, less than a year. What's been the biggest surprise joining an organization? I know HR people are always fascinated by how people get to where they are.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. My biggest surprise, this is one of the dynamics that always plays out in HR. There's sort of this eternal struggle between, you know, the finance and the feelings, right? Like there's sort of a, you know, black and white way of seeing what is really important in HR, whether it's, you know, the bottom line, how can we turn this into dollars and cents versus how can we treat people like people? And it's a massive topic. We talk about it all the time in all sorts of ways in HR. And I've been really surprised with the skill that Select Software Reviews has in bridging those differences. And I think that's specifically interesting and surprising because it's software, right? And there's,
yeah.
If I were to guess, it would lean more towards the dollars and cents side of things. Mm-hmm. But we do just an absolutely incredible job keeping it very human, very people-centric.
No, that's great. And, you know, I think HR is looking for value when they select software. I know certainly the companies we work with are always trying to get the best bang for their buck, right, in terms of what they need. And not all companies need, and I think we'll talk about this today, not all companies need every bell and whistle. Right? 80% of the population are small to mid-sized companies. There are very few that need every possible conceivable bell and whistle you can think of. That's something we'll certainly talk about today in terms of it. So, you know, from this perspective, I can see that that would be important.
Yeah, absolutely. And recognizing individual needs, it's not, it's knowing which bell and which whistle is the right for your company, or is the right set of bells and whistles for your company. And I think that we do a great job helping people decide that for themselves. You know, we are able to paint the landscape thoroughly and show people what's really out there and what works and what won't work for them.
You know, I just happen to have the website open and it says best applicant tracking software 2023, find the right ETS for your business. And it talks about all the different parts of it on there to visit the website. Tell me a little bit about the review, how it kind of works. We'll get into the, you know, the specifics, but at 30,000 feet, why would somebody go to selectsoftwarereviews.com?
Yeah, sure. So I think we provide different avenues of value. 30,000 feet, we provide a lot of context, which I think is missing from a lot of review sites, which focus just exclusively on like bang, 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 bang. Here's, the top five things that you can learn in 30 seconds. Now, we are very aware of the need for and try to accommodate those who need everything they need to know within 30 seconds of visiting the site. But we really do try to cover the whole scope. We talk to experts, we have user testing, we just are very thorough in what we present, and we try to be very decisive in how we present it, so that whether you're the I have 5 seconds, tell me everything type, or you're the I want to spend 3 hours researching the history of the ATS, we've got you either way.
Said no one. All right.
Said
Said no.
nobody ever. 3 hours is
No
enough.
one. Well, maybe someone in IT takes the time to dig a little deeper,
There are
but
people get interested. People get interested in all kinds of things.
yes, they certainly do. So when we're talking about software, there are so many different types. Can you like help the audience understand what is the most typical things that they need to be looking for in terms of overall software first? Kind of give them again at a high level. We'll get into details later in the show, but at a high level, what is something an HR professional should spend their time on first when thinking about software?
The most elemental software that people usually start out with is payroll and benefits software. And there are a lot of companies out there that do payroll and benefits, but it's among the most error-prone types of business tasks that we do. It's particularly well suited for computers. Like, their software just does it better than people do. And then beyond that, it depends a lot on, the bells and whistles that are right for your company. It depends how quickly you're trying to grow. It depends on your industry. But one thing that unifies every industry, and I write this over and over again, any software that doesn't integrate well with other software is software that should be avoided. So regardless of the way in which your company's growing and the select or the specific softwares that you choose, they absolutely have to get along with others. They have to play well with each other. And that's becoming increasingly common. Like, sort of the edges between one platform and another are becoming increasingly blurry, which is great, and makes a big difference for HR pros who are just, there's a difference between the HR pro and the IT pro. Oftentimes we're thought of as the same person, but we are really just not. It's just not the same person.
No, it's a completely different world, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And small companies, many hats, all those cliches, but it is a completely different world. So it benefits all of us that these things are becoming much easier to connect to each other, and just easier to use.
No, understood. So talk to the listeners a little bit about the approach for content. How do you select who gets on the site, who gets talked about, who gets brought up? Because as you said, let's say there are 1,000 payroll companies. Do you list them all, or how does that work?
No, we don't list them all. We're in a good position where we are approached by more vendors than we know what to do with, or than we could possibly represent. And so the first step in our editorial process, our curation, is really to just eliminate. We say no a lot more than we say yes. And there is a period of maybe between no and yes, where we look at who is this company? What are they building? Does it make sense for right now? Does it make sense for our audience? What does the software do? Why does it do it the way that it does it? So companies have to pass through a rigorous set of screening processes to wind up on our site, because we stand behind, like, we when we list a specific company, we stand behind the work that they do. And then, as far as like which, we cover many, I think it's 117 different software types. That curation is done by myself and by other people who know what HR people are using. Like, what does it take to run a small business, medium enterprise business? We just have a internal awareness of what all those software types are and what would be useful for our audience.
So, can a company buy to get a review? I think one of those, when we think about reviews or we think about Google sometimes, we know that at the top, you can be at the top of the list by, paying the right price. How does that work for select software reviews?
Sure. Yeah. Well, we have to keep lights on. Of course we do generate some revenue, and I think that we have about 15%. The last I heard was 15% of the companies that you see on selectsoftware.com have some kind of financial arrangement with us. And it's important to make a distinction between, like, are they there because they paid to be there? And do we give special priority to companies that we have a financial relationship with? It's the latter, not the former, right? So there's no amount of money that would convince us to put our stamp of approval on a product that we actually thought was terrible. Like, we just won't do that. But we do have PPC programs, and these affect the ranking of the or the order of appearance of software as it appears on our site.
You're, of course, listening to the HR Power Hour. And I'm David Chulo, your host. Our guest today is Allison Hunter. She's the HR Tech Editor for Select Software Reviews. And we're talking about, yes, reviewing HR software. So, Allison, as you're looking at the fact that you obviously don't necessarily put anybody on there that you don't like or don't have the review, tell us a little about the review process. Who reviews these softwares? How do they get reviewed? What's the length of time and so forth? So I'm kind of curious how that all works.
I'll take you from my first day, which was I was amazed at how methodical this process is. It's scientific. I'll give it that description. It's a scientific process that we use, and it includes the input of experts. It includes the input of user research. And when I say, let me go back. When I say experts, I don't just mean the people that work on staff for us. We have a network of people who are experts, who are thought leaders, all of whom contribute to the vetting of the software programs that we're looking at. We'll usually do a demo. So start to finish, we once they have passed through these many filters of our approval and we agree to do a product demonstration with them. We're lucky enough most of the time to meet with members of leadership for the companies that we work with. And so we have a demo that is unlike their typical product demo because there's people like me on the other end asking questions that are hard to answer often, or questions that ask for very specific details about certain features or functionalities of the programs. And from there, the editorial process goes into a lot of internal reviews. We make an effort to have it be as legible as I mentioned before for the I need everything that you have in 5 seconds and the I want to spend 3 hours reading about the history of the ATS. We make a tremendous effort to serve both of those audiences. And then, of course, we do the normal journalistic stuff. Like we try to make them educational. We try to make them informative. I'm, constantly doing research and there are citations that go into the depths of the 3 hours that you want to spend researching ATS. We want to make those meaningful for you. So we guide those searches. And then we check back in with the vendors and make sure that we have told nothing but truths. And then we push it from there.
I'll have more questions for you right after the break. You're listening to the HR Power Hour on News Talk, WLOB, 100.5 FM, and podcast on all national podcast channels. We'll be right back.
Founded in 1958, Jackson Lewis is a national law firm with a local presence. The firm's 765 attorneys practicing in 54 locations throughout the U.S. and Puerto Rico provide a wide range of resources to address every aspect of the employer-employee relationship. HR professionals, business and in-house counsels, and C-suite professionals count on Jackson Lewis as it has one of the most active employee litigation practices in the United States. Contact them today at jacksonlewis.com. That's jacksonlewis.com.
Take it to Moody's. you don't know where to go.
Take it to Moody's.
You wanna get on with your life, get on with the show.
Take it to Moody's.
Good people you can trust,
and it won't be a fuss.
Take it to Moody's. Collision Centers.
M-O-O-D-Y.
Your kid was talking on the cell phone, drove right through your own home. Sitting in the parking lot, maybe you get hit a lot. Driving through the green light, suddenly your side swipe. Put it in reverse, but it turned out that it was first.
Take it to Moody's. Take it to Moody's. Collision Centers.
As the list of compliance challenges for businesses continues to grow, it's time to think about your payroll vendor as someone that can do more than just pay your employees. I'm Chris Clef, president of Paper Trails. We're a team of fun and local experts purveying convenient, high-tech payroll and compliance services across New England. Whether your business is struggling to stay compliant with an earned paid leave law, you're worrying about retirement savings programs, or you have questions about your state's paid family medical leave, Paper Trails has the team and tools necessary to allow you to handle the work while we handle the paperwork. To learn more about Paper Trails and how we can help your business, visit papertrails.com/HR Power Hour.
To protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
At over 150 years old, Verrill has an illustrious history with more than seven generations of legal expertise. With more than 130 attorneys across seven offices from Maine to Washington, D.C., Verrill serves clients across the country and around the world. HR professionals, business leaders, and in-house counsel count on Verrill as one of the premier labor and employment law practices in the Northeast. Contact Verrill at verrill-law.com. That's verrill-law.com.
In today's highly regulated climate, customized HR solutions are needed more than ever. Career Management Associates can partner with your existing HR department for projects or even serve as your outsourced HR team. From compliance and compensation to investigations and employer relations, CMA provides you trusted HR solutions. Call 207-780-1125 or visit cmacareer.com.
And we're back, and you're listening to the HR Power Hour presented by CMAcareer.com and Verrill-Law.com. I'm your host, David Chulo. You're listening to Educational HR Radio. Today, our guest is Allison Hunter. She's the HR Tech Editor of Select Software Reviews. We're talking about how you can get up-to-date, current, and important information regarding HR systems and how this system, Select Software Reviews, does a great job in providing that for organizations. Allison, we've been kind of talking a little bit about the process, right, in terms of what you've been taking it through and kind of how you've been there for a little bit, and we're amazed at how scientific it was. Yes. I'm going to get to your expertise for a second. Tell me a little about how it's written, because, you know, writing has a feel to it. Right? Is it? You said it was scientific. Is it written in a scientific form? What is the kind of audience that you're trying to have them take away from? Tell me a little bit about behind the scenes, what gets on with the reviews, the guides, and the blogs.
Yeah, that's a great question. We certainly do not try to write as if we were a scientific publication. We wouldn't do that to our readers. We recognize that our audience are HR professionals, business decision makers. And so we cater to what we think of as the whole person there. And I keep saying the like the 5 seconds versus 3 hours. We know that we have to entertain and inform. So we have, I'm of course not the only one who's writing for Select Software Reviews. We have an in-house team of writers who are also HR pros. They are HR software pros. These are people who just really, really know their stuff. And as the voice of Select Software Reviews, I would say that our primary goal is to be very useful to our audience. We recognize who our audience is, and that's leaders in the space of HR, leaders in the HR tech space, and other business decision makers. And so our writing process starts, you know, oftentimes if it's a review of an individual piece of software, we'll go with the demo first, and we'll sort of just give an overview of what the software is, how does it work, what does it do, what doesn't it do. We try to be very balanced, of course. We don't let vendors influence our thinking or the way that we write about anything. And all the pieces are very consistent. If you are a frequent user of select software reviews, you will know where to look for the pros and cons. You will know where to look for the specific use cases for software like this. You'll know that, you know, we always list common pitfalls for different types of software. So among all that, you know, we're not trying to write scientific reports here. We are all very concerned with having a product that is very readable. It's very important to me to have information that's entertaining and engaging and speaks to the whole person, because I know that our audience isn't made entirely of just people who want to rapidly get to a decision. I want to help them do that, but then I also think it's really important to address them as whole people and entertain them, give them things to think about.
I thought it was interesting that every month over 32,000 companies use the research from Select Software Reviews to buy their HR tech. I think that's a testament, I would think, to the credibility that the organization has put forward and the time of it. And this goes for recruiting software, HR software, and all the different aspects of that. What is the number one software that people are looking for? What do you see the most traffic on?
We see the most traffic on ATS, which is Applicant Tracking Systems. And I don't know this for a fact. My HR expert hunch tells me that there's a reason behind this. And it is that the ATS is often a standalone software, where many other types of software are coupled with like things. So you would see payroll and benefits, just a natural match together, like they'll always be in under the same umbrella. Whereas an applicant tracking system can be a standalone just functionally. It can do this job of organizing data around recruiting. And it doesn't have to have a tremendous amount of information or clarity on the internal workings of the organization itself. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it absolutely does.
Yeah, it's operating sort of in an outward facing capacity, whereas most other software is working with the people who are on the teams and their, you know, their levels and their any number of internal processes. So I think that's why ATS is number one. I'll have to ask Phil about that, though. Nobody's ever asked me that question. So this is
well, I'm going on record saying,
I think this is true.
Yeah, it's all right. It's okay. You're giving honest answers, which is fine.
That's fair. Yeah.
And in regards to that, that's good. You know, you're right. It's probably, that makes a lot of sense. Recruiting is probably very heavily used. Do you see a lot having to do with AI yet? You know, certainly AI is, you know, becoming more and more prevalent, and HR is talking a lot about it. So how much has that begun to be involved in the process?
Yeah, sure. I mean, it is commonplace to find elements of AI in HR tech across the board. It's almost at this point unusual to find a company who's not leveraging that technology to do something. People like to talk about recruiting and AI specifically, I think, and again, I'm going to go on record saying something that is mostly an opinion. I think because it makes people a little bit uncomfortable, and we like to believe that there are unknowable and ineffable things about our characters, humans, that AI can't possibly pick up, and we don't want to be discriminated for or against these things. One of the things that I think about and I write about is this concept of sentiment analysis, which is, even just the sound of it, I think is sort of creepy and makes people uncomfortable. But the idea is that AI can be trained to pick up, you know, verbal or visual or written feelings, and I'm putting air quotes around that, the feelings of the humans that it's being asked to evaluate. So I can't really tell you, no one could tell you like where this is going to go. I think it's definitely a, like every technology, it is a tool. I'm not scared of the robot takeover. I think that that's a great plot for science fiction, but I'm happy to see AI in the hands of HR. I think that this will cause great benefits and free up time for HR people to do things that are exclusively the purview of human brains. And that's an aspect that people don't usually talk about. Like, we're tremendously worried about AI replacing us, but I encourage people to think of it, to think of the positives. Like, what are the wonderful outcomes that can happen if we're not all busy doing stupid robot work? Is how I think of it.
Well, it's interesting, on the site it talks about, you know, introduction to recruiting and HR chatbots, and chatbots can help you save time by handling as many as 80% of the standard questions within minutes. Knowledge that over half of all applicants give up on a company if they haven't received a response within, you know, 2 weeks, and basically 31% of those candidates suspect a customized message. And yes, it is getting smarter faster, and it does, I'll call it the grunt work behind HR, right? The
there you go.
The stuff that, you know, HR sometimes bangs their head against the wall to do in terms of getting all the little stuff done. You're right. There is some question in regards still to the, you know, AI is still a programmed thing. So that means humans program it. And so inherently it's been proved to have some biases. So we have to be careful with that. And I, you know, if I talk to attorneys, they always say, well, yes, but. Right. But that's what their job is to always do the but. Yeah. So I do think we have to be smart about it. So in terms of it, but you're right. I do think this certainly has its place and its values to do so.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that. And another way that I like to think about AI and in HR tech is dividing things into buckets of which one of us is worse at this particular task. Are the humans worse at this particular task, or is the AI worse at this particular task? And I think bias is one of those where it's pretty up in the air. Like, bias is built in to the tech that we built, and bias is built in to the way that we see the world. So it's just a matter of who's going to get better at it and who's worse for now.
Yeah.
In determining like what's more fair, what's more ethical. But yeah, it does. It gets very hand wavy at some point. And people smarter than me will be.
This is where we go to IT, right? That's where you are in that particular area. Well, that's great. Yeah. You know, one of the other things that I think of in regards to software selection is cost. And how does an organization look at the reviews that you provide? And do you provide a specific outline of not only the standard costs, which are usually a piece of the puzzle, but all the other add-ons and extras? How does that get laid out in the review process?
Yeah, we go into depth on this. We have, in addition to a lot of HR expertise, we have a lot of business school. We've got, you know, MBA expertise that weigh into this. So we have ROI calculators that people can use specific to HR tech. We have a class. We have an online course that is asynchronous, but you can always take this online course about calculating and proving the point of the ROI for the HR tech that you want to buy, because often it is a heavy lift to get the idea that HR knows is a good idea to get that funded by the CFO is sometimes difficult. And we will cover things like pricing models. Like, we don't just say, like, you know, you can expect a range of, you know, $500 to $5,000 for this particular type of software. We want people to understand how these models are created and how they run. There's some gray area. A lot of vendors don't like to put their price on their website, and something I always don't like to do. I never like it when I am writing a piece and we get to the section about pricing, and I say, contact the vendor for more information. I feel like we're not serving the audience well when we have to do that. But we do the best we can explaining the entire context of 30,000 feet. And then if we can, where we can, the specifics. And it's worth noting, there are a lot of companies that offer free trial versions of software. And a lot of companies that know that we are a world of small businesses that simply can't use a software that they can't afford. It doesn't matter if, you know, how wonderful it is, unless you can prove out the ROI and, you know, pay for it, period. If it's out of your budget, it's out of your budget. You can't use it. And companies know that.
Well, it's true. I mean, it can be all well and good, but if you can't afford it, then it's not good. And it's oh well at that point, because it's not, just have X budget in what you're dealing with in terms of it.
Yeah.
We talked a little about size of company. Are there all sizes that do this work, that look at these reviews, and you cater to every size, I'm assuming?
Yeah, we absolutely do. From the sort of inception software, right, where it's the benefits and payroll software types, where if you have five people, you should probably be using a software for payroll and benefits, to the employee engagement, right? There are some other, like, more nuanced software types that are better for larger companies. Like, you don't really need an employee engagement platform if you have five people. But we cover the entire spectrum of all different sizes and different software types that apply to different sizes. And, you know, you might be surprised that there's a lot of overlap between the needs of very large companies and small companies. And it's not a matter of headcount that tells you when you need to start using a process or a different program. It's just a matter of need, of knowing your company inside and out, and on an emotional and on a financial and operational and, you know, goal achievement level. It's a lot of crossover.
No, it absolutely is. And you're listening to the HR Power Hour on Newstalk WLOB 100.5 FM, and we will be right back. Educational HR Radio is critical to your organization's success, and our sponsors understand the value this program brings to owners, C-suite professionals, and the HR community. We are honored to thank our sponsors for their support and contributions to this program. We thank the law firms of Verrill, Jackson Lewis, and Sheehan Finney, along with our partners, the Healthcare Purchase Alliance, Paper Trails, and Strategic HR. Want to be the next sponsor of the HR Power Hour? Text 603-303-6124 and say HR Power Hour sponsor.
Hi, I'm Susan McVetti.
And I'm Pete McVetti from McVetti's Hearth and Home.
Is there a sale going on at the store right now?
No.
No Hearthstone, Quadrifier, Mendota, Wittes, Blaze King, or Morso sale?
No.
No Yodel, Vermont Castings, or Regency? Oh, there's always a Regency sale.
No.
You're telling me that out of the gazillions of wood, gas, and pellet stoves that we carry, there's not a single sale going on?
Nope.
Oh, what about patio furniture, awnings, grills, smokers, and aluminum docks?
No, just because there isn't a big sale going on doesn't mean that we're not having great deals and still doing free estimates for anyone needing a heating appliance.
Oh, well, good. Just let me know when we're having another sale.
Okay, there's always a bargain to be had if you are looking for one. And we don't need a new heating appliance.
Well, maybe my sister needs one, or my friend, or your sister.
Stop by McVetti's Hearth and Home at 893 Route 1 in Yarmouth, or check out our website at stovesofmaine.com for the latest information, including our sales.
Really? I have to check out the website? Really? And I can't believe Regency isn't having a sale.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, "That's rad." It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
In today's highly regulated climate, Customized HR solutions are needed more than ever. Career Management Associates can partner with your existing HR department for projects or even serve as your outsourced HR team. From compliance and compensation to investigations and employer relations, CMA provides you trusted HR solutions. Call 207-780-1125 or visit cmacareer.com.
At over 150 years old, Verrill has an illustrious history with more than seven generations of legal expertise. With more than 130 attorneys across seven offices from Maine to Washington, D.C., Verrill serves clients across the country and around the world. HR professionals, business leaders, and in-house counsel count on Verrill as one of the premier labor and employment law practices in the Northeast. Contact Verrill at verrill-law.com. That's verrill-law.com.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the bathroom where you'll give your kids shampoo mohawks. The bonus room you'll turn into a gym and work out in every single day, starting tomorrow. You're looking for hardwood floors worthy of your signature dance move, the glitchy robot.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with simple smart search features, photos, video walkthroughs, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
And we're back, and you're listening to the HR Power Hour presented by CMAcareer.com and Verrill-law.com. I'm your host, David Chuo. You're listening to HR Educational Radio. Today, our guest is Allison Hunter. She's the HR Tech Editor of Select Software Reviews. So, as I think about and I look at the site here, it talks a lot about your blog. And then there's actually a job board too. So tell me a little bit about the blog and the job board, and why should somebody get your blog on a daily or weekly basis? And then, there's plenty of job boards. What makes it different than the one you use?
Yeah, I think in both cases, the single word answer is curation. We just really know what we're doing. We focus so much on putting out information that is driven by our expertise and not influenced by, say, a larger corporate entity or, our vendors. We're a small company. We are a small independent company that really cares about the quality of information that we put out. So our job boards are dependably refreshed. They're dependably good. These are not, sort of like click farm type job boards, which you see a lot. You see just like this horrific list of positions that may or may not really exist. We stand behind everything that we post there. And it's funny, I was just in a meeting talking about how I have even underappreciated our blog. It is a tremendous resource for the sides of the HR person's life and the part of their brain that needs to be entertained, who just loves topics that have to do with the nuanced and intricate ways that humans work in organizations, like a place of business. The blog is constantly refreshed. There's constantly new information. There's new content going up all the time. And it's just beautifully written. There's expert input. There is the input of people on staff. I have not spent enough time reading the blog, and I've spent a pretty good amount of time reading the blog. It is a great resource.
Do you provide content for that yourself, or is it mostly from other sources, or how does that work?
I have done some content for the blog, but I'm currently just so busy with non-blog elements of Select Software Reviews. But if it were up to me, I would do a blog post every week. I really like this kind of writing, and I love to explore. I'm an HR person, right? So I love to explore these topics. They are deeply interesting to me. But alas, I'm
alas,
stuck over
it
in
shall
the,
not be
the,
so,
the
right?
Science. Yeah, it shall not be so. I'm stuck over here in the, quote unquote science department.
I understand. So, one of the questions I always like to tell you is, what could we get for businesses to have a sample of what, Select Software provides? And so, for example, on the ATS side, let's just start with applicant tracking system. What's the recommendation right now for top ATSs to maybe give some information on that?
Yeah, sure. So we, as I mentioned, we're very, our curatorial stance is very rigid. We have, you know, we have a journalistic style integrity. Then we also use scientific integrity in the way that we vet and curate our lists, which is important because the trust of our audience is the core of our business. It's really the only thing that we have that, you know, it moves us forward. The ATS selections that are on here now, I'm not sure how many of there are, but, you know, let's say there's 10 of them. Those 10 would represent ATSs that are good for different sizes of company, different companies, or if a company needs something that is has a free trial, if they need to just try it out first, or if they need to, if they're a slowly growing company, for example, they will have different ATS needs than a company that is growing super fast. So the top three that we have up right now are Greenhouse, Pinpoint, and Jazz HR. And those three represent exactly what I was just saying. It's not, those are not three surefire wins for any particular company. These represent different company types, different company needs. But all three of them are, and this is no surprise, like Greenhouse, Pinpoint, and Jazz HR are well known because they deserve to be well known. These are great products that users really like. They're tremendously valuable products for companies.
You know, you just brought up a good point that I hadn't asked. Are customers of these clients part of the review process?
That is a good question. We use user feedback. So not necessarily current customers, but when we aggregate data from user researchers, it is people that have used these products in the past and can give us, you know, insight and valuable information beyond, like, I always think of like UX, UI, like, does this look good? Yes or no? Like, anybody can tell you that. And it's important. UX, UI is an important factor in HR software, or in software in general. But yeah, we do rely on actual input from actual users to round out the entire picture of how and why we recommend the products that we do.
That's good. That's good to know, because, you know, it's a legitimate question. If you're just getting all the information from the vendor or just a few users, then people want to know that it's actually been tried, tested, and true in terms of making that
Absolutely.
Happen in terms of that area. No, that's good. You know, one of the things I looked at, if you're looking on your site, because I think this is, and I'm going to say it again, it's selectsoftwarereviews.com, selectsoftwarereviews.com. You talk about the categories: remuneration, HR tech stack, recruiting and hiring, employee engagement, performance management, recognition, motivation, productivity, performance management again, HR statistics and metrics, onboarding, recruitment, and so forth. Tell me a little about, when somebody comes to the site, they look at it, should they just go and type in the category? Where's the best way to start here?
Yeah, it depends on what type of user you are. I'm the type of user where if I know what I want and I see a search bar, I'm going right for the search bar. I'm hitting enter and I'm getting in. And we do, you know, we're our website is set up to give very efficient results in that way. Like, our search function is really good. But, you know, as you were reading off, there are different software types that we cover in depth. I believe I heard there's 117 software types, and you can make a case for approaching a specific question or approaching the need to know more about something in general by reading broadly about the software type. So just depends on the type of audience that we're talking about, and we try to accommodate both.
Is this paid for use? Is this free to anybody who wants to go to it? Is there a part where you get so much time and then you have to access certain amounts? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, that's a great question. It is 100% free, 100% free, 100% of the time. And this owes to our legitimate, authentic commitment to being useful for HR people. And this, I always say, this isn't, you know, we don't know HR. We are HR. And having been the person who doesn't know anything about, this isn't true, but like, let's say recruiting, and yet being tasked with purchasing, putting my name on the line and thousands of company dollars on the line to make the right decision on which program to buy. We want to be there for those decisions when we want to present an unbiased and thorough view on the particular software and explain to people how they can make the best decision for what they need to buy.
And again, you're listening to the HR Power Hour on Newstalk WLOB 100.5 FM, and we will be right back.
In today's highly regulated climate, customized HR solutions are needed more than ever. Career Management Associates can partner with your existing HR department for projects or even serve as your outsourced HR team. From compliance and compensation to investigations and employer relations, CMA provides you trusted HR solutions. Call 207-780-1125 or visit cmacareer.com.
Don't you love that feeling when you've just nailed your look? When someone you barely even know comes up to you and says, "Oh, I love that outfit. Where did you get it?" That's how it feels to use Stitch Fix. They're a personal styling service. Tell them what you love, and they send great clothes for you to try on at home. Stitch Fix is simple. Sign up in just a few minutes. Tell them about the brands you love and the looks that make you feel great. Stitch Fix is convenient. Get everything delivered right to you. Get started today at stitchfix.com. Stitch Fix. Personal styling for everybody.
At over 150 years old, Verrill has an illustrious history with more than seven generations of legal expertise. With more than 130 attorneys across seven offices from Maine to Washington, D.C., Verrill serves clients across the country and around the world. HR professionals, business leaders, and in-house counsel count on Verrill as one of the premier labor and employment law practices in the Northeast. Contact Verrill at verrill-law.com. That's verrill-law.com.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts. StopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
As the list of compliance challenges for businesses continues to grow, it's time to think about your payroll vendor as someone that can do more than just pay your employees. I'm Chris Clef, president of Paper Trails. We're a team of fun and local experts purveying convenient, high-tech payroll and compliance services across New England. Whether your business is struggling to stay compliant with an earned paid leave law, you're worrying about retirement savings programs, or you have questions about your state's paid family medical leave, Paper Trails has the team and tools necessary to allow you to handle the work while we handle the paperwork. To learn more about Paper Trails and how we can help your business, visit papertrails.com/HRPowerHour.
Let me ask you a question. How do you feel about genetically modified ingredients?
Don't like them.
Artificial flavors and colors?
No thanks.
Clean ingredients.
Now that I like.
When you care about what's in things and what's not, shouldn't your vitamins be clean too? Sundown Vitamins are all clean all the time. Non-GMO, free of gluten and dairy, with colors and flavors from real food. We even have USDA certified Sundown Organics and kids vitamins too. When you're living clean, choose clean with Sundown Vitamins at supermarkets, drugstores, or on Amazon.
And we're back, and you're listening to the HR Power Hour on Newstalk WLOB 100.5 FM, and of course, presented by cmacareer.com and verrill-law.com. I'm your host, David Chulo, and you're listening to HR Educational Radio. Today, we're talking to Allison Hunter, HR Tech Edition. Select Software Reviews is the company name. If you are looking for totally free, unbiased advice on how to find HR tech software, excellent, excellent place to go. So I just recommend that you go check this out. It's at selectsoftwarereviews.com, selectsoftwarereviews.com. They have a blog, they have job boards, they have, what was it, 117 different types of HR tech, I think you said, Allison?
That's right, yeah.
117. Right. And, I mean, it's unusual you will find this type of content free that has been this vetted. So, again, we appreciate that. So as we wrap up here in the last segment, why should somebody come there other than what I gave the, maybe it's just what I said, but why, what would be the three things that somebody really would want to go there and get from this site?
Yeah. My favorite success story is, I'd say my own. I have been in the position to select and purchase software about which I knew next to nothing. And I wish that I had and known about the resource of select software reviews at those moments, because, and this is what I think we deliver to our readers, the way that we go about making articles that have editorial content. This is not sales content. We don't have anything that sounds or feels salesy on our website. And we do this by using experts, HR experts, thought leaders. We do this by using actual user research. And we are extraordinarily methodical end to end about what we say and how we say it. And the companies that we choose to write about are truly the best. I can't emphasize enough how many times every week we say, we graciously decline the offer to work with a new vendor. We're also a very highly specialized company. You don't see a whole lot of software review companies that focus exclusively on HR software. And that's what we do. That's all we do. And instead of spreading out and covering more ground, we dig down and we're just getting better and better at that. And I think another really important point is that because we're small and we're independent, the editorial content that we provide is not influenced by our vendors. It's not, there's nobody telling us what to publish. And that's extremely important. If you want good information, I mean, of course, you have to think about this every time you're anywhere on the internet or anywhere in the media landscape. But, you know, why are we providing this information? Who's paying us for this? We're providing this information because we care. We think that these are important things that people should have access to. We are HR, and we have created a resource for folks to use that is free of commercial interests and very structured in the way that it's assembled.
No, that's great. And as I said, I've had the opportunity to look at your site. You provide a lot of data, and I actually think some of the blogs are well written. I've had a chance to read a few of them, so that's good. And I appreciate you coming on today and taking the time to share about the site. We'll certainly promote it here in the Northeast, because I think it's very timely and very helpful.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
Again, it's selectsoftwarereviews.com. We've been talking with Allison Hunter, HR Tech Editor. Again, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, David.
You're listening to the HR Power Hour, HR Educational Radio.
Thank you, everyone, for listening, and catch us every week at 10 a.m. on News Talk WLOB 100.5 FM or 1310 a.m. and streaming live at WLOBradio.com. Podcasts of this show and every show are available at HRPowerHour.com. Have a great week, everyone, and remember, HR management is critical to your business's success.